My name is Scott. Hi.
And I'm Daniel.
And this is our show. You should get so happy because we're on the show and everything's wonderful and you could give a listen and have some, maybe a glass tea, a piece pie, and enjoy what we do here.
Glass
because it's
tea?
Me.
Is this
a glass tea.
Is this a special type of tea?
A glass tea. Don't get wise with me, young man. I'll smack you until next week. I tell you, you'll be rolling like a rock that don't get no moss on it from the stoning.
I thought you were going to go with arugula there.
Oh, yeah. Well, we could get to some arugula. That'd be wonderful. I like that because it's good.
That's in honor for all of our Jewish friends. Today is the sixth day of Chanukah.
It is?
It is. The light one candle for the Maccabee children.
Here's what I know.
What do you know?
I am from an area of Florida that does not have many Jewish people.
That is an impossibility.
It is not. Florida is a very big place. But the area where I am at,
and it's shaped like a dick.
The west central portion of
Florida.
I'm just going to keep on talking so I don't forget my place. There are not a lot of Jewish people in my area growing up. But when I lived in South Florida for a few years, that is my first real encounter with Jewish culture.
Yes.
And what I remembered was that all of the delis, now this is not a Jewish thing, this is just a South Florida thing, but all of the delis, they wouldn't have anything on the table. No sweetener, no silverware, no salt and pepper, until you ordered something. And then they would bring it with what you order. So if you ordered a Reuben sandwich and an iced tea, they would not bring you silverware. You would have to ask for a spoon to stir the tea. Because in South Florida, all the old ladies would steal all the silverware and the packets of the sweetener and the stuff. So that's old people, man, old people.
Yes, because we don't want to racially or religiously profile any group. Saying that all of the Jewish women are thieves and they'll steal your silverware.
Right.
Is where you're going, right? Yes.
Right, it was old people. It's just old people.
Oh, just old people.
They happen to be Jewish because they're in South Florida, but
it's a prerequisite.
Your voice that you started the show with reminded me very much of that.
Yes, I was doing an old Jewish man. I was also imitating the voice.
How you doing, Scott?
I'm doing, Daniel, my darling, Daniel, my darling, I'm doing well, and I'm doing well for a couple of reasons.
Okay, I'm waiting.
One, we are into the holiday season, which means nightly debauching,
it's
which always makes
the most wonderful time
for two queers. And because, so there's a lot of eating and imbibing of the magic tolerating juice and all kinds of wonderful.
Magic's usually followed by mushrooms. I thought maybe you would
The wildest thing I ever did in that direction was cocaine in my youth.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, snorted away. Not a lot. No, just like a couple of parties.
No, I'm just, it's, to me, all right.
Yes.
So in my understanding, like coke is hardcore. Like, I mean, I grew up here, right? I mean, yeah, people smoke
no,
pot.
No, heroin is hardcore.
Like,
cocaine
is whatever. Pot and alcohol, that's just, those are your things.
Yes, those are your gateway drugs.
They're not your gateway drugs. And but cocaine, that sounds like extreme. Like, I would never do cocaine or heroin. That would scare me.
You must know that I was in the midst of the entertainment
no,
industry.
No, I know. You were in the liberal Hollywood.
Yes, and this was even before I was making my living as an actor. This is when I was just at the studio making my living as a floater.
How much money did they pay floaters that you could afford cocaine?
It wasn't mine. I told you it was parties or we would go out and a friend would have it, and you'd say, because that's what you do whenever you snort cocaine.
Great.
So that's off the track, completely off the track.
Completely off the track, yes.
I mean, totally. So you couldn't get any further off the train.
You're happy for two reasons. Number one, it is the holiday season. And number two, you're on cocaine, apparently. So these are the two reasons that you're happy.
No, there's a third. And I have to do it this way because of my arthritis. But this is also the European way of doing it.
No, actually, is if you learn ASL, you will always do three with your thumb and the first two fingers. Because that, because three fingers is the letter W.
W.
Or the number W. Mm-hmm. Or the number six.
Or the number six. Or your mother's sister's ass. And the third reason, number three, is because in two more days,
mm-hmm. Hanukkah will be over. Oh,
no. and we can get our silverware back. There, in the, yes, that will be, we'll slide Wednesday over and then we'll slide Thursday over. And then it's officially Drew's vacation. So we have Christmas vacation together, which is a wonderful thing. By the way,
yes,
tomorrow, the 16th of December, is my precious husband's birthday.
Well, happy birthday, Drew.
Could you just shit in your personal area? You know, speaking of personal areas, mm-hmm. you said you don't have a lot of Jews in your area.
Yes.
And I wanted to get back to that point for one reason alone. Mm-hmm. We were huge fans of Mystery Science Theater 3000. Are you familiar with Mystery Science Theater?
I am familiar with it. I was a Joel guy. I watched MST3K when Joel was the host.
So we did too.
Yeah.
And we were very upset when Mike took over, but then we found that we really, really liked Mike too.
Okay.
When it fell apart was when the girl came in. I don't know what the hell happened. And then Kevin was always in the Planet of the Apes mask and all that shit. I don't know, but everybody to each their own.
Uh-huh.
Now, my point here, because I'm actually remembering where I parked my bike.
Okay, great.
Is this, that when the boys would watch a Hercules movie, for example, and Hercules would fall down and his skirt would fly up, they would say either one of two things, that we just got a buffalo shot rather than a beaver shot, or I think I just saw his area. Mm-hmm. So for Drew and I, our private parts are referred to as our area.
I see.
So when you said to me, there's not a lot of Jews in my area, I thought, oh, I'm sorry. you really should have more Jews in your area because it's fun. They're fun folk.
Oh, okay,
great. You know, they'll do you and then fry you up a latke.
That is a potato pancake.
It's a potato pancake for those uninitiated goyim.
That sounds very carby.
Have a nagila, have two nagilas, have three nagilas. They're very small.
It's a counting song. Who knew? It's an old Jewish counting song.
Yes. Who knew? Mm-hmm. I think that covered everything that as you were speaking, and I was thinking of all these lines that you hushed mm-hmm. me from.
Right.
Except other than this, two more things. Yes. I have two things, mm-hmm. and I could do that without
two. You would do the fingers without sticking the thumb out because you have to.
Thank you. Yes.
Third,
yes. I'll keep my.
Are
thumb
the two things related to cocaine at all?
No.
Okay. Great.
One is Florida, mm-hmm. and it's shaped like a dick for a reason. And the other one, and this is strictly for your coworker. I just wanted to say shit, fuck, cunt, pussy. Cunt shit, fuck, crap shit, fuck, pussy,
all right, stop.
And a big goddamn.
So apparently a coworker of mine had listened to the show.
Yes.
And his takeaway from it was...
that I cursed a lot.
Scott really cusses a lot.
Shit. I don't fucking cuss a lot for fuck's shit. God damn it.
Anyway.
Crap. Yes, darling.
So when I...
Hi, Daniel's coworker.
Hi. Oh, I thought you were saying hi to me. Yeah,
not
that me. Screw me.
Hi, Daniel. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, except...
Yeah, no cocaine?
No cocaine.
You know that if you say, my cocaine, it sounds like Michael Caine saying his name? My cocaine?
I read that.
Okay.
I went downstairs right before we started recording to...
Yes, to get your watermelon juice.
Yes, to refill my juice. Beverage. Mm-hmm. And I stumbled across my boyfriend sitting in front of the tree with a wad. There's no other way to explain this.
Dear.
A wad of torn up wrapping paper. He was trying to wrap presents for his nieces. He has twin nieces that we are sending gifts to. And he was trying to wrap it, and he can't wrap.
Was he finding it frustrating?
So he kept ripping, and then so it was just, and he would get frustrated and wadding up. So he was down there practically in tears.
Oh, Zach, the Lego maniac,
trying to wrap the the presents.
And do you do you have a working fireplace?
No, we live in Florida. We are a working fireplace.
That's true. Although, you know, we live on the surface of the sun, darling, and we have three.
We have a fire pit for the cold nights that we can it's outside. It's in the yard.
Okay, but save the wrapping paper. Don't throw it away and use it as kindling.
I could use it to start my chimney, my charcoal chimney.
Yeah, see? Yeah. So waste not, want not.
I shan't. I shan't waste nor want. So I guess that's what I have to do after we're done recording is I have to go wrap his present for him.
Lovingly. Sing him a little song as you're rapping. This is how we wrap a gift.
Does it really need to be wrapped? That's my question. Do gifts really need to be wrapped? I mean, they know
for children?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, they're 10, 11, somewhere in there.
And then absolutely. For adults, no, you just throw it at them. Here's your goddamn gift. Get off my back. Like I just said, it's my husband's birthday tomorrow, and you know what I got him?
Well, no, I don't.
An Amazon budget. Go find what you want. Just find what you fucking want. Order it. Mm-hmm. When it gets here, open it up. Happy birthday.
Well, there you go. The gift that keeps on giving.
No, that's the jelly of the month club, but that's okay.
I want a standing desk.
My husband works at a standing desk.
Yeah. It
saved his back.
I have my eye on an IKEA model, which is the exact same size as my IKEA table that I have now. And I'm just waiting. I'm waiting for a sale, but I figure, some people just give me cash for Christmas, so I'll just pull that up and just buy a standing table. Because they're not cheap.
That's really fascinating.
I know. Do you love that story? That's my favorite story ever.
I want a new office chair and a Blu-ray burner, which was my stripper name in the late 70s.
You know what I miss the most?
What, honey?
Christmas time, to me, has always been... Now, I'm one of these people. I know you don't work at a job where you have to go to the job. Like, even when you were working.
Well, I did.
No, but not daily. You didn't...
Yes, I did. Before I became... what I call a working actor, meaning making my living at acting. Before that, I worked regular, horrific bosses. Excuse me. Oh,
okay. So were you someone who brought their lunch, or did you go out to eat lunch every day?
I didn't eat.
No.
I literally did. I had literally ate one meal a day, and it was always the same thing. And it was dinner, and it was a sandwich made of a Milanese steak, grilled onions, and sourdough bread with ricotta cheese.
That sounds one very sandwich. Specific.
Yeah, because I liked it very much, and it was the way I controlled my weight. And hence why I'm the massive mountain of flesh you see before you now, is because I totally, completely fucked up my metabolism in my youth. Mm-hmm. I was skinny as a rat.
I don't think the metabolism actually works that way. But anyway, that's...
I'd love to research this because I'm smelling methane again.
I didn't say I knew how it worked. I said I don't think that's how it works.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, darling. You were saying something. Do you remember where you parked your... Oh, don't get on my God case. I swear to God.
No, I don't remember where I parked my bike. What was I talking about?
Let's see. What were you talking...
Oh, I know what it was. So...
What?
I am one of those people. I eat lunch.
Oh, Christmas.
Yeah, when I worked in an office, I would go out for lunch every day. I could not stay in the office and eat because I needed the break. So wanted a change of scenery. So I would go eat lunch every day. Nothing fancy. Chipotle or, you know, Chili's or something that was close.
I want my baby back.
To me, Christmas was always the time when you got the free money. And now, of course, in the COVID world, the free money's not working so well. Because at this time of year, almost all of the restaurants have a deal where if you buy $50 or $100 worth of gift cards, you get extra gift cards that you can't use until January.
Oh.
So if you buy $50 in gift cards from Tijuana Flats, you get $15 in gift cards additional. So the concept is, hey, buy someone a $50 gift card and then you'll get $15 in gift cards that you can use later. Right? Well, what I would do is I would just buy the gift cards, pay for my meal with those gift cards, with the ones I just bought, and then pocket the $15 until January. And so that meant that January I had a lot of free gift cards that I could go and eat
Wow, aren't you the scammer?
That's right. So, and I can't do that this year because I don't eat in restaurants right now. So,
sometimes you tell me stories that break my heart, that shatter my soul and my spirit,
I'm just
Daniel.
Pandemic has just hit us all so hard because I can't get my free meals in January.
Well, that's lightheartedly said for a little bit of a laugh, but it's ridiculous what this fucking bullshit has done to the world. And
Have you been watching the vaccine stuff though?
Well, it's rolling out.
It's rolling. They were clapping. They were,
It's not for the clap.
When it arrived at the hospitals, there would be crowds of people. Like on the Today Show this morning, they were, honest to God, showing healthcare workers getting their shots live on the air. It's like they were holding it up too, because it's like, all right, and this is Bob. He's the head nurse here, and he's about to get his COVID shot. But first, let's go to the weather. And it's just like, wait, you're making the guy like wait even longer to get his damn shot?
Watch your likes, and I can't believe it. Wow. I cannot believe any of this. I know, sweetheart. Listen to me. It's not easy to be my friend.
It's not easy being green.
Being green.
You know,
what, honey?
Earlier when you were accusing me of speaking out of my ass, even though all I was saying was, I don't think that's how that works.
I was saying that I was just sniffing a little methane. I had sent you a video
earlier. It's from a YouTube channel called It's Okay to Be Smart.
To be smart. Mm-hmm. Yes. In and of itself is hilarious.
Which wasn't a PBS show. It is from the PBS Digital Studios, so it is. It's a high production quality, good show based off of science. And one of the videos that I sent to you to look at was, let me see, 7 scientific urban legends.
Yes.
Now, I was not shocked by some of them, and I was shocked by some of them. So I scribbled them down here, and we're going to just. What did I get? I have 5 of them.
Oh, are we having a little segment?
Yeah, 5 of the 7 I want to talk about. Because two of them, honestly, I didn't understand and I'd never heard before. So I'd never heard the saying before, so it didn't make any sense to me. Did you know that spinach is not a good source of iron?
I did not know that. I am of the... Is my turn-off original sound supposed to be blue?
Yes.
We can leave this in. Yes. It's supposed to be blue, right? Okay, good. I just want to make sure. Mm-hmm. That was a technical thing.
Am I blue?
I can't believe you know that song. Mm-hmm. Am I blue? Ain't these tears in these eyes telling you?
To turn was on I gay? Your original sound.
No. That's next line. Was I gay till today? Mm-hmm. Now he's gone and we're through. Am I blue? Anyway. Yes, you were saying.
Spinach is a poor source of iron.
Did not know that was the truth. I was always under the misinformation, under that umbrella of misinformation, that iron was one of the highest.
Yes.
Spinach was one of the highest in iron.
It turns out that early studies on that the spinach was contaminated, which is what
with iron.
It, yeah, which gave
they
it
had magnets
a
in
a false reading of high being higher in iron, and that persisted for decades until it
still
was
does. If you ask someone if spinach is high in iron, I will bet you the majority of people will say, "Oh yes,
true." It's very high in vitamin A though, and
Vitamin A.
Speaking of vitamins, Did you know that vitamin C does not do anything to cure your cold?
This I have known for quite some time.
Yes. That one I knew.
Yes.
Yeah.
That it is, for whatever reason, came into the consciousness that citrus fruit and vitamin C helped you to fight
scurvy.
The cold. Well, that is true. Vitamin C does help with the scurvy.
Yeah, it's very true.
God forbid you get the scurvy. Oh, my Lord. You don't even want from the scurvy.
I just love doing little voices. Did you notice, Daniel?
I didn't know that.
Did you notice?
We're learning all kinds of new things today, aren't we?
I know. I just love going off into little voices. I think sometimes that I magically become another person when I do a little voice. Mm-hmm. Okay, next.
I don't know if you've ever heard this before. I had, but I don't know how common it was. That most of, like 90% of your heat is lost through your head.
This, yes, I had definitely heard that. Mm-hmm. Also, believe it or not,
yes,
your feet.
Well, it turns out that it's not true. That your most of your body heat that is lost in cold weather comes from exposed skin. So it makes sense that a lot of people said your head because a lot of people didn't wear hats. So of course, if that's the only thing exposed, that's where most of the heat's going to escape. But if you walk out without sleeves on, then it's going to be escaping from your arms. And it's like,
so. Now, what's very interesting about that, and I may be actually proving this point as opposed to attempting to discredit it. Mm-hmm. I won't go into great detail, but I was in a hospital emergency room several years ago mm-hmm. in excruciating pain, and they had given me everything from morphine to Dilaudid, among others. Am I boring you, darling?
No.
That was the biggest yawn I think I've ever seen in my...
I hit the button.
God,
I
you unhinged your jaw.
I did not.
Like an anaconda eating a water buffalo. Anyway,
yes.
They had given me all of these drugs.
They had given you all the drugs.
I'm shit ton, except for the cocaine, which I was asking for. Mm-hmm. My cocaine. Mm-hmm. And eventually the pain went away, eventually. And then they wanted to take me up to get a CAT scan, I think,
yes.
to find out what's going on. And she asked, do you think you can walk? And I said, I stood up and started to walk and said, no, I don't think I can walk. And so she got me a wheelchair. Mm-hmm. And as we were wheeling down the hallway, I suddenly got a horrific chill mm-hmm. with a combination of probably how cold the hospital was, as well as my over-medicated situation. And I said to her, I have a chill. I'm very cold. And she immediately went to the closet, to nearby closet, pulled out a blanket and put it over my head. Not so my face was covered, but put it over my head as well as my body.
Yes.
And I immediately warmed up. And I thought, well, that's because, you know, the heat escapes through your head. But I also am bald, mm-hmm. so I have a lot of exposed yeah. skin up there. And I'm probably that's yeah. she covered up that exposed
skin. Not only that, but by creating a little bubble over you, I'm sure you're aware that hot air rises. So it was trapping the heat inside the blanket, which would then
yes.
work its way down. So
yeah. I do know that hot air rises. Mm-hmm. That's why your picture is so much bigger and above mine.
this is one that I have argued with people about before, so I was happy.
You?
I know.
Arguing?
I know. But I was happy.
How Socratic of you.
I was happy that it was included in this video. I'm sure you've heard before that, you know, you should drink eight glasses of water a day.
Absolutely, especially if you're dieting.
Of course, no one tells you what size glass or whatever. It's just always 8 glasses of water. It's like,
no it's 8 8-ounce glasses.
Turns out that although you do need water to function and it's important to stay hydrated, you don't need 8 glasses of water a day. You get most of the moisture that you need from eating food and drinking other beverages. Almost every beverage you drink has water in it. So
I must be really moist. Mm-hmm.
So it's like one of those things. You don't... it was one health study from a long time ago that said this, and it really had never had no scientific reasoning behind it. There was no... and it's just been repeated. And
well,
so
another,
there you go. It's
another
false.
Past experience of mine
yes.
on the many, many... diet trains that I've been on. One that was extremely successful was Nutrisystem way, way back in the day. Mm-hmm. And I actually lost 70 pounds on Nutrisystem in
yes.
a matter of months.
And you're going to tell me that they had you drink a lot of water.
Yes, eight, and the reason being.
It makes you feel full.
I believe that yeah. that's the concept, is that it fills your gut.
Yes.
It doesn't necessarily hydrate you. However, you do continually pee.
Yeah, well, of course, because you're overhydrated. That's how your body gets rid of it, is by peeing.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, a medical fact from Daniel Brewer.
That's right. And then the final one.
His father was a doctor.
That's right, which automatically means that I must know everything about medicine.
Absolutely.
And
what little known fact about your dad is he was a champagne cork marksman.
He was. Mm-hmm.
Yes, next.
He was also...
Yes, a great storyteller from what I understand.
He was.
Let's see. I've got to do an appendectomy, so I'll tell the elf story.
When he was in the Navy, he was stationed in
Guam. In the Navy.
He was stationed in Guam, and he ran the hospital's pharmacy at the Naval Hospital in Guam.
Yes.
It was a very small hospital. It wasn't. But it turns out that we use imperial measurements here.
Yes.
But when you purchase medical supplies, you're purchasing them in metric.
Yes.
So there's, for every liter or so of alcohol that he would order and do compound drugs, whatever, because the compound drug formulas used imperial measurements, and then he was had pulling it from. So anyway, the point was, is that for every liter of alcohol, there would be a little bit left over. Because they and so he would save that alcohol off, and he became kind of like the guy on the naval base that could get people alcohol for their. So on movie nights when they got their Pepsis, he would be selling people alcohol to go into their Pepsi.
So basically, your dad was a pusher.
He was, and the base commander called him into his office, and he thought he was going to get busted.
And he wanted a quart.
Yeah, he wanted to buy some alcohol. Anyway, so there you go. That's my dad. He's dead now. Yes. Not from alcohol, but he's dead. But, all right, so the final one that I wrote down here.
A drug cartel shot him.
Yes, right. The final one that I wrote down here, I know that you didn't know this because I didn't know this, and I think we had briefly talked about this before, but sugar does not cause children to be hyperactive. Sugar does not make you hyperactive.
That surprised me.
Yeah.
Because I really thought, because I have, if I've eaten too much sugar, I have an odd sense. I don't know that it, I don't think anything would make me hyper at this point in my life.
I feel like if I ate a pint of ice cream, I'm falling asleep.
You know, that's very true too. It's like, I do. If I eat a lot, I get sleepy. Well, if I eat anything, I get sleepy. Well, I'm sleepy all the time. Mm-hmm. But as in whole, massive consumption of anything will make me sleepy.
Yeah. So there you go. Those are some scientific.
Well, that is fantastic. And once again, where is that website or where is that YouTube channel that people can go find the more information? Because, you know, it's okay to be smart.
That's the name. That's the name of the YouTube channel.
See what I did there?
I did. I saw what you, that's amazing. It's okay to be smart. Go check them out on, him out on YouTube. His name is Joe Hansen. It's from the PBS Digital Studios. It's okay to be smart.
Well, fuck shit. And that's just for your coworker.
Excellent. Who lives in South Florida.
So he must be Jewish and he steals silverware.
I don't even know why I brought that up. I don't know. It was
baby.
It's just a memory. It's a memory. Well, that was fun. So,
how about emails? Any emails, past, present, future?
I think we do, actually. Let me reach into the old mailbag.
Absolutely loved how your eyes widened with excitement because you hadn't yourself thought about emails.
I hadn't. Hey, do you have any reaching into the mailbag music you can hum there?
We don't do that on this show.
Oh, okay.
Remember?
Barely remember.
Reach into the mailbag, reach deep into the mailbag, pull it out.
I mentioned this email a long time ago, but I did want to actually read it. It comes into from our listener, Scott, who says, "Hi, Scott and Daniel."
Notice the order.
I know, I see that. "I enjoy the show. I've been listening since the beginning."
Bless your heart.
"I call it the Scott and Daniel Show."
Note the order. Bless your heart.
"I have a request. Quite often..."
Yes?
"Scott," meaning you.
That's me.
Yes. "We'll mention a celebrity."
Celebrity? Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
"Such as the lady from Poltergeist."
Oh, God.
"And other famous people." Just that one. Just the lady from Poltergeist.
And other famous people.
"And other..." "Welcome to the 19th Academy Awards featuring the lady from Poltergeist
and
other people." Yes. He always says, "I'll tell that story later."
And he never does.
And he never does. "Can we hear some of those other stories?" So
that of was course. Of course. Probably not on this show because I don't think we have enough time, but absolutely, Scott, thank you for the email and thank you for noting, for always being correct on the order.
Also, we got an email from our listener, Nessa.
Nessa, Nessa, Nessa. She loves cabaret.
Oh, holy. Oh, she says, hi, gentlemen. See, she avoided the whole ordering.
Fucking pussy. Yeah.
Hey, gentlemen. I'm sorry. She didn't say hi, gentlemen. She said, hey, gentlemen. Oh, Holy Night is also my favorite Christmas song.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Bing Crosby's version brings me to tears. Not sure why. Aww. It just does. I don't know that I've heard Bing Crosby's version. I prefer the Richard Marx version.
Well, that's much more modern. Mm-hmm.
Also, not a religious person. I'm back on her email now. Also, not a religious person. I wanted to be, but when I was 8, a nun yelled at me that women do not wear pants in the house of God.
Oh.
Even 8.
Well, that'll put you right off religion.
Even at 8, I was like, fuck this bullshit.
Oh, shit. Listen, there's another language for your coworker. Mm-hmm.
Then in high school, members of the Christian club told me that they would stab me with sporks because I stood up for queer people.
Wow.
People are assholes. That's what I learned. Anyhow, love you both, Nessa. So thank you very much.
Praise the Lord.
I don't think we've gotten any voicemails. You know, people, you can send us voicemails.
Sure.
Then we can play.
Listen to and again, I forgot to record Drew's extra stuff again. Damn it, damn it, damn it to hell.
It's just been one of those days. Mm-hmm. One of those years, I think.
Yes. So thank you for those of you who have reached out.
Yes.
To us.
Mm-hmm. And if you would like to send us an email or leave us a voicemail, the information is in the ending of the show, which will be read by either Drew or Zach, one of the two.
Zach, the Lego maniac. Drew, the totally cool dude.
So I have this one little thing that I wanted to ask you.
You have one little thing?
One little
thing. I'm sorry.
Of inspiration.
What did you want to ask me, Sugar Tits?
Sugar Tits? Well, Muffin Head, what I really wanted to know... I play the World of Warcraft.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. The world for a long, 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 long time.
They just had their
16th
anniversary and I've been
there. You go. Have you been at it since the beginning?
I have, but I took a year off recently.
Oh.
So I just started going back. Anyway, I'm in the guild and we were chatting and somebody was talking about the vaccine, the COVID vaccine.
Yes.
And we were speculating, wildly speculating. Speculating what we think might happen once everyone is inoculated and we have herd immunity and we can go back to our normal lives. We think, this is just the hive mind of my guild, we're thinking that there's going to be a spike in births about 9 months after that.
I would think that because... everybody has been crammed in their house. The only thing they can do is fuck. So
But those are people that are already married. These would be. I mean, people aren't single. People are having a difficult time going out and dating, and you know.
Oh, so that you think? Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. And this is my, my prejudice, but my inability to think beyond my own hole.
Right. Yes.
I don't think of heterosexual people having sex.
Yes.
So there will be much more.
I'm told they do. I'm told they do. That they do.
Which one is the woman and which one is the man?
I'm not sure. I think it varies. It's really complicated. But the other thing.
So there's spikes in
birth. Also a big spike in STDs, I believe. That's
so basically your guild just talked about sex.
Well. A lot of the people in the guild are single and a lot of them have not been able to date.
Double.
Not been able to date on the, you know, the Grin Doctor and the Scruff, all the little dating apps. Mm-hmm. They haven't been able to date. So I think there's going to be a lot of that going on. I think there's probably also, unfortunately, going to be a rise in HIV because I feel that although a lot of people are on PrEP, when they're out being active, they're probably not keeping up that regimen while they're not doing anything. And it may be that they're like, well, maybe I'll take it again. Maybe I won't, even though they're claiming that they have. I don't know. I'm hoping that none of these things happen, but I feel like the world is going to...
You said you had a question for me?
The world's... Yeah. What do you think is going to happen when things go back to normal?
First of all, I don't believe that anything will go back to the way it was, and I think normal is that it's the word that we use for the way it used to be.
Mm-hmm. I hear that a lot. Why don't you think it'll go back to normal or the way it used
to be? Because this was earth-shattering for almost every person in the country.
Yes.
This was earth-shattering. This was something that, well, 100 years. It hadn't happened in 100 years.
Right.
None of our, fuck my ass. None of our, Drew's yelling it at the screen right now. The mm-hmm. the word that means your the people that came before you, your ancestors.
Predecessors.
There's another P word. Anyway. Mm-hmm. It'll come to me later, and I'll just insert
just
it into the show.
It out, yes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. None of them related what it was like in the Spanish flu pandemic if they were alive at that time. So we had no grasp of what this was going to be, and this shattered lives. This took away people's livelihoods. This took away family members to death, to not being able to see them, to not be able to hug or touch or be with people. It shattered lives. So that's why things are never going to be normal again. This changed people. I think that there's going to be an awareness, and hopefully not a hyper awareness, but there's going to be an awareness of how germs and bacteria and viruses are spread and the precautions that will be taken. Drew and I, for years and years and years, have had a big squirter of hand sanitizer in our car, so that when we went anywhere, we went to the grocery store, to Dollar Tree, wherever we went, automatically when we got back into the car, we would sanitize our hands. We've been doing this for years, and it has worked very well for us. I think that that's going to be the norm for people. Everybody's going to have hand sanitizer. People may still wear masks. I don't know what the changes will be, but there will be a heightened awareness of the transmittal of viruses and diseases and bacteria. I think there's going to be a reticence, except for the loonies that are still doing it now, but there's going to be a reticence to get in a crowded area, in an enclosed crowded area, for a very long time, even after the injection. I think there's going to be residual fear, there's going to be residual resistance, there's going to be all kinds of things. As I said, and I'm going to stop talking as soon as I reiterate this, this pandemic, this COVID-19 experience is unlike anything any of us have experienced before, and it shattered lives, and therefore it's going to have its after effects. I have spoken.
I don't feel that you're wrong, but I would like to point out that...
But you want to argue it.
No, I would like to point out that the phrase, history repeats itself, isn't really very accurate. What it is that people are people, and they're going to do the same thing. So it's like, it may make people more vigilant about, and maybe people will continue to wear masks, and maybe people will be wary of crowds for a year or two. I don't think that this is going to be a long lasting, like, oh, for the next decade or for the next 2 days, people will forget. People will move on. People will.
I think you're right. Think you're probably right. The immediate effect is what we were talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
exactly.
You're right. I believe that. We all go, what we do is we'll think about the reaction of what happened in our country after 9/11.
Yeah.
And the days after 9/11 and how we came together. Mm-hmm. We coalesced. We did some stupid things like renaming French fries, but fuck that shit. But we became better for that disaster.
And
but
we,
that wore
and we
off.
Could have done it. We could have done the same thing this time had we had some kind of, you know, federal leadership that would have pulled us together. Instead, we had
probably
a divisive.
Well, the divisive nature of that orange shit stain, and also the shit stains in the Senate that follow him.
Well, Mitch finally announced today that Biden he congratulated Joe Biden on winning the.
Mitch did, huh?
Yeah, good old cocaine
fucking
Mitch.
Turtle.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, well, that's fun. So I think that we've successfully put this episode
to bed. Have we exhausted our time together, Daniel?
We have, Scott. I'm sorry.
Oh,
we'll have to pick this up in our next session.
We will, however, yes, have a post show that you can listen to if you join.
Wait, how would the, I do? Wait, you're saying that there's, yes, extra content.
Yes.
Between the two of us.
Yes.
That anyone could
and
listen
also,
to.
And also extra content between you and Adam Burns from your other program,
yes,
of the 106 that you do, mm-hmm, called Mix Minus. Mm-hmm. And you can hear the post and pre from, yeah, Mix Minus as well for a very, very easy, easy payment of $900 sent directly to my PayPal. No.
Wow.
No, Daniel.
No.
It's free.
Free. You.
Yes, it's free.
You're kidding me. This is like
all
the worst.
You need,
this is like
to,
the worst ad read ever. You're kidding me. How could it possibly be free?
Well, let me tell you. Wait, there's more. All you have to do is send an email to the email address that we will give you at the end of the program. Mm-hmm. If you send an email saying, I wish to be a
member.
Fart.
Yeah.
I wish to be a member. I didn't read my copy before I started talking. I wish to be a member of Level 13, Level 13, Level 13. And that's all you have to do. Send us an email. I want to be with the cool kids,
right,
in Level 13. And you'll get access to the post show, the pre show. I think you even get a message board you can come,
yeah,
play
Discord
on and
server,
talk to us.
Yeah, you can talk to
a
us Discord on
the Discord server, which was
great.
My stripper
It'll
name.
Be great.
Yeah, so do that.
All right. Well, I hit the table. That was just podcasting rule one. Number
Make
one.
Make sure you hit the furniture, especially if it's close to the microphone.
That's right. Don't hit the table that the microphone is attached to. So,
Daniel, it's been wonderful
it's,
as
no,
always.
No, no, it's been wonderful for me, sir.
No, no, it's been wonderful
oh,
for
no,
me.
No, 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 it's been much more wonderful for me.
I only have one more thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
Good night, Daniel.
Good night, Scott.
Thank you for listening to That Darn Elvis. If you'd like to contact the show, you can email us, contact@thatdarnelvis.com, or send us a voicemail by going to voicemail.thatdarnelvis.com. You can always find us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thatdarnelvis. On Twitter, Scott is @AntiVera, and Daniel is @DanielBrewer.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.